I'm looking down. I see myself. I'm transitioning from nestled sleep to endless dream. At first, I search for the glowing path, when suddenly, a stunning realization stammers forth its surreal flood. Observations stir until the form awakes, but you stay adrift, not returning to your shell. And yet, you watch as it functions still. Following in flux, you float about, staggering the summits with watchful eyes, understanding completely. You haven't died, you are alive, but your vessel is no longer yours. No longer yours alone to steer. And soon thereafter, drawn unto an astral field you go, wandering in a formless realm, where familiar sights quickly disjoint the body from the soul, as once familiar songs are belted out in tongues foreign to the light. The thief moves about in the circles I had built, yet they cannot tell the difference. The impostor's presence goes unknown. Perhaps, or so it seems, a case can be made to indicate that both family and friends appeared to like me more now than they ever had, and it was I comprising the definitions deep inside. And even when wrapped in these songs of sin, no one noticed that these words were not mine. Were his seductive charms so aligned, they couldn't see the illusion buried beneath my skin? His deception played upon the acts and thoughts of others, stirring forth the definitions they wished to hear, that they wished I'd be. And as days continued, in this space I grew lost, even questioning if I was better served with the beast controlling me. All I could do was sing a ballad of foreign astral tongues. Ai dein di kaho ai landish kumbrate ho ai ai.